This is the Jaap podcast.
This Jaap podcast is entirely about live albums. A live album is not just a collection of songs performed for an audience, it is a historical document that captures a moment of unique synergy that arises when artist and audience exchange energy. It is literally a snapshot that can be very different on another evening. In addition to presenting highly mutated versions of well-known songs, the telepathic improvisations of a band can create a palpable honesty that studio work often struggles to match. Recorded on a February night in 1970 in the dining hall of the University of Leeds, Life at Leeds from The Who. The band wanted to capture the raw energy of live performances after the success of Tommy, a year earlier. The 14-minute long My Generation Jam is a lesson in controlled chaos. The record still influences rock musicians of all ages and walks of life. Johnny Cash's life at Folsom Prison, California from 1968 is a dangerous career move, advised against by his record company, which nonetheless pays off by reviving his image as the ultimate outlaw. The recording is incredibly atmospheric. You can hear the clanging of metal trays, the announcements over the intercom, and the bodily groans of the prisoners. The palpable tension and mutual respect between the artist and the convicted audience make this an emotionally and historically live recording.
Thank you very much. Sorry about that little interruption there, but I just want to tell you that this show is being recorded for an album release on Columbia Records, and you can't say hell or anything like that. How's that grab you, Bob? Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. But there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming, I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
James Brown had to finance the release of Life at the Apollo himself because his record company thought a live album would not sell. He proved them wrong with one of the most electrifying performances ever recorded. The Lost Someone medley is a masterclass in playing to the audience, moving from frantic dancing to heart-wrenching soul. Yet I prefer Night Train. It captures the hardest working man in show businesses who was at his absolute peak in 1962.
I said I love someone! But I know where I'm gonna find them. Alibi?
Yes.
Alibi?
Yes.
Alibi?
Yes.
Night Train. Night train.
Yeah.
Night.
Although many live albums capture the raw power of a band, The Last Waltz is a cinematic farewell that immortalized the band as the ultimate backing band of rock. Recorded on Thanksgiving 1976 at the Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco, the album serves as a star-studded wake for the 60s. The telepathic synergy of the band is fully visible as they transition from being the headliners of the night to seamlessly supporting legends such as Dr. John, Ronnie Hawkins, Neil Young, Muddy Waters, Joni Mitchell, Van Morrison, and of course Bob Dylan. The highlights are numerous, from Lee Von Helm's heart-wrenching vocals on the night they drove Old Dixie down to Manish Boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh, yeah. Woo! Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother said I'm gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man way past 21. I was a leany woman. I have lots of fun. I'm a man. I spell him a child. Rather than me, no be,
no.
Oh, child, why? That mean manish boy, mean.
Yeah,
I'm a full grown man. Not your bone lovers, man. Man, I'm a rolling stone. Man, I'm a hoochie coochie man. Sitting on the outside, just me, my mate. You know I made your moon, honey. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man?
Yeah!
I spell him H-I-N. That rubber thing I'm grown. No B.
No.
Oh, child. Why? That means manish boy. I'm a full grown man.
Man,
I'm a natural born lover's man.
Man,
I'm a rolling stone.
Man,
I'm a hoochie coochie man. Never miss when I make love to a girl. She can't resist. I think I go down to old Kansas stew. I'm gonna bring back the second cousin, that little John the Conqueror. Setting out that line, I can make love to you, girl, and 5 minutes time. Ain't that a man?
Yeah.
I'll spell him H-I-N. That rubber thing, man. No B.
No.
Oh, child. Why? That mean manish boy.
Man.
Yeah. I'm a full grown man. I'm a natural born lover's man.
Man,
I'm a rolling stone.
Man, child,
I'm a hoochie coochie man.
Recorded at the Lyceum Theatre in London in 1975, Bob Marley's Life album brings reggae to the masses. The atmosphere is soaked with spirituality and smoke. The audience sings along with such soulful intensity that they become part of the arrangements. It captures Marley not only as a musician but also as a cultural prophet, radiating a sense of peace and power that is truly transcendent. Belly full but we hungry.
Belly full, but we're hungry. a cook, but the food not enough. We're gonna dance to the music, yeah. We're gonna dance to the music, yeah. Forget your sorrows and pain. Forget your troubles.
Life and Dangerous is the ultimate Thin Lizzy experience, capturing Phil Lynott's effortless cool while anchoring a set of twin guitar harmonies that are as smooth as they are heavy. The transition from Cowboy Song to The Boys Are Back in Town is a masterclass in tension and release, standing as one of the greatest moments in rock history. The album, however, is famous due to producer Tony Visconti's claim that 75% of the record was re-recorded in the studio. While the band admitted to fixing minor mistakes, the accusations of cheating sparked much debate, which did not diminish the album's fame. Regardless of the technical adjustments, the album perfectly captures the band's unique dual lead synergy and the pure joy of a late 70s rock concert. We'll be right back.
to see. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you make your living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
I see the boys are back in town. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was a red hot. I mean, steamer. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she smacked Johnny's face. Man, we fell about the bliss. That chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
I see the boys are back in town.
As a companion album to the concert film M, which was released in October, Ditch Mode presents Memento Mori, Mexico City, a live album featuring a cross-section of the three shows the band performed in 2023 in the Mexican capital. As a bonus, it also includes four songs from the recording sessions of Memento Mori, the album the band released the same year following the death of keyboardist Andy Fletcher. Dave Gehan and his bandmates sound like young dogs tearing through Mexico City. Especially the closing three-track set of Just Can't Get Enough, Never Let Me Down, and Personal Jesus sounds unusually euphoric in this pumped-up live version. Because of the mourning element around this tour, it feels a bit strange to describe these shows as a triumph, but that is how it comes across in this recording.
Yeah.
The world tour in honor of Wild God 2024 cheerfully continued in January, and in the summer, from early June to deep into August, Circus Cave will once again extensively go through the European festivals. This double live album, almost 100 minutes of music, is not a progress report either, because its focus is on the concert at the Accor Arena in Paris on November 17, 2024. So already over a year old. From Live God comes this Wild God, Nick Cave.
Wild God. Once upon a time, oh, Wild God soon, all to his memory, which he was in tune. It was rape and pillage in the retirement village, and in his mind he was a man of great virtue and courage. Flew out the window with his long trailing hair, and the smoke from the bodies went straight up in the air. He was a wild god searching for what all wild gods are searching for. Through the dying city like a prehistoric bird. Went searching for the girl down on a Jubilee Street who died in a bedsit in 1993. He flew to the top of the world and looked around, said, where are my people? Where are my people to bring your spirit down? Searching for a faraway girl who was basically a mirage, but nevertheless loomed large. She'd hang on the rail, she'd blew around the room. She'd make love with a kind of efficient gloom. The people on the ground cried, oh, when does it start? And the wild god says it starts with the heart, with the heart, with the heart. The people on the ground cried, oh, when does it end? And the wild god says it depends, but it mostly never ends. 'Cause I'm a wild god flying and a wild god swimming. And I'm an old sick god dying and crying and singing.
Bring your spirit down.
undoubtedly the best live album by the Stones, Get Your Ya-Ya's Out, captures the band at Madison Square Garden in 1969, during their shady 68-72 period. It is raw, dangerous, and brilliantly messy. With Mick Taylor's fluid guitar solos adding a new level of refinement to Keith Richards' riffs, versions of Midnight Rambler and Sympathy for the Devil feel more threatening than their studio versions. This is Street Fighting Man. Widely regarded as the ultimate live album of heavy metal, this album captures the World Slavery Tour in all its galloping glory. Bruce Dickinson's air raid vocals and the band's telepathic twin guitar sounds are perfect. Recorded over 4 nights at the Long Beach Arena in 1985, it perfectly captures the high-octane energy and theatricality of the new wave of British heavy metal. The band's stamina is breathtaking. From Iron Maiden's Life After Death, this is Number of the Beast.
The devil sends the beast with you because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast.
For it is a human number.
Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Good heavenly! That what I saw that night is real and not just fantasy.
The album King King by the Red Devils is a live blues classic that captures the essence of a juke joint. It couldn't be any other way since it was recorded at Cafe King King in Hollywood, California. The band, led by singer and harmonica player Lester Butler, delivers a very energetic and intense performance of the blues. Produced by Rick Rubin, the record includes songs such as Cross My Heart, Automatic, Devil Woman, and Quarter to 12. In between, you can hear the audience talking loudly to each other and ordering drinks. The club and Lester Butler are no longer around, but fortunately, we still have the live record. Devil Woman.
Ah! was the Yap Podcast. Until the next time.